Band Fuse Rock Legends. Tell me about it.
Before I start, I'm just going to say that I am the luckiest guy in the world. My job involves having a guitar over my desk, making video games for a living, and get to hang out with people like Slash.
Nice. I think all of our listeners would agree that's pretty amazing. Tell me exactly, I mean, you said Slash, whose picture is right there on the screen, and I see. How did he get involved in this? What is his part in this?
Sure. So the name of the game is Band Fuse, and what we're doing is we're partnering everybody on the team, all the way up to our president, is a musician of some kind. We have deep roots with the music industry. Fender, for instance, is one of our partners. They've been a fantastic partner. They provided all the guitars that we have here today. We're partnering with a lot of what we call guitar legends. So people like Slash or Zakk Wylde or Nancy Wilson from Heart. We're going to be announcing a lot more of them as we go forward, but right now we are working with these musicians as teachers and inspiration and legends for those of us who love music and rock.
That's amazing. All right, so tell me, I've never seen it. I've never picked up a guitar before. Am I in for quite the surprise?
Well, I think so. This is a game that is really, I like to say that the sucking sound you hear is the giant vacuum of space that has occurred since the great games like Rock Band and Guitar Hero. You know, people loved those games. I loved those games. But really, nobody has evolved the space. So what we're doing is evolving that space to where we think it needs to go. We've been working on this game for quite a long time now. We've built an engine completely from scratch to allow up to 4 players to play simultaneously on their consoles. We support guitar, bass, and vocals, and we have gameplay that supports people who are, who've never touched a guitar before, all the way up to professional musicians.
Okay, so tell me some of the levels. I see we've got rehearsal, quick play, career. Tell me a little bit about what the game entails. Say what the career mode is.
Sure. At the end of the day, this is a game. It's a video game. It's an entertainment experience. And as a musician, everybody goes through a journey, and their journey has to start somewhere. So in our game, there's a career mode where you pick a career, and then you pick either that you're going to be a guitarist or a bassist and a vocalist, and you create your band, and you can pick your level. Everything from novice or a beginner who's not really had a lot of experience with an instrument or singing, up to intermediate or advanced where somebody really knows what they're doing. For the purposes of this demo, we've got focuses. You can either be a rock and roller, just kind of right up the middle, a rock guitarist, you're playing stuff from Slash, or you can be a metal shredder. Maybe you want to play some Pantera, or a roots guitarist. Maybe, again, you wanted to get some Nancy Wilson in there. So you kind of pick your area of focus. We know that everybody is very personal about their music. In fact, I'm going to take a moment to call out the fact that nothing in our game is locked. When you buy the game, if there is a song on that game that you just want to play, you can jump into Quick Play, play it right away. All the amps are unlocked. All of the effects are unlocked. We want people to jump in, be able to do whatever they want with this game and kind of form their own experience.
That's amazing, Ari. Tell me a little bit about the guitar that you're holding there as well.
Sure. This is just a regular guitar. There's nothing special about it. All the guitars on the show floor are Fender Strats and variants thereof. We support any electric instrument out of the box. The game comes with a cable that has patented technology that we've developed with our hardware manufacturer, John Nady, who's in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame for creating the wireless guitar adapter peripheral, has helped us develop some of our stuff. We even have a adapter for a couple bucks that allows you to take an acoustic guitar and plug it in, so any guitar in the world will work. We're backwards compatible with all the microphones that people know, and we're putting out our own range of professional grade microphones specifically for people who want to have a better sound when they're singing. Something exciting that we're doing that nobody else in the world is doing is everything that you play is recorded, and so if you want, you can go out and you can share your music out on we have what we call the Band Fuse Cloud. So everything you record, you can put up to the cloud and pull it back down onto a web page, onto a tablet or some sort of iPad device, re-edit, and then push it to social networks. So for instance, if I'm somebody in high school and I have a band and we all want to come into my living room, rock out and record something, I can then post that up on my Facebook with a touch of a button.
Wow, that's amazing.
Well, what happens is people have consoles in their living room and they're connected to this great television display and hooked up to an amazing sound system and attached to a high quality network. So it's the best place in the world to begin creating music and doing recording and distribution.
Nice. Now, you've mentioned a whole bunch of different bands, and are all of the songs able to be played at any level?
That's a great question. Yes, we do not have dynamic difficulty. We allow you to pick the level that you want to play, and right now, the first three levels are really arranged in order to be approachable. So if you're a novice player, you can, with one finger on one string, play a lot of the songs and get into the basic muscle memory. And we arrange those first three levels to kind of get interesting and have kind of musical puzzles in them, if you will. And then at the highest level, it's exactly the way, as close as we're able to get it to the artist's original intent. We have songs in here like Back from Cali from Slash, I'm Broken from Pantera for the Real Rippers. We've got No Rain, Blind Melon. We've got some more recent stuff like Sugar We're Going Down, Fall Out Boy, or even something that came out just this year. We've got the crazy ones from Cellar Revival just came out this year. We liked it. We've got Roundabout. I think I mentioned we support bass. We've got Limelight from Rush, Jessica from the Allman Brothers. I could go on and on. I say one of the most fun parts of my job is sitting around at lunch listening to music and us trying to figure out what songs we want on disc. We're planning 60 songs on disc at launch and another 40 available on day one for downloadable content. And we're going to get downloadable content out to people who play the game as fast as we can.
So this is going to come out for across the board, all platforms?
We're planning all platforms. We're officially announced on the Xbox 360. We're coming out this winter, so look for it then.
Thank you for taking the time.
Thank you.